This episode, software review, Sweet Home 3D. Some time ago, I was looking for a software program. I was trying to lay out some floor plans for a remodel that I was doing. And I have a set of requirements, which I'll discuss in a minute. But I had a set of requirements, and I was looking for a 3D CAD-CAM program. Well, I found this one called Sweet Home 3D, and I sent it over to Johnny. And we are going to review Sweet Home 3D. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Software Review 3D or Sweet Home 3D. And to help me explain, I'm here with my ever cheerful co-host and old buddy, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Johnny, what has been going on this week?
Well, you know, you tipped me off to a great little piece of software here, and I'm pretty impressed that this is an open source piece of software, and we're going to get into it. Now, for anything else that's been going on, how about hanging some doors? So that's no fun. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear about that. There's still stuff going on. So my table saw is still at a neighbor's house right now.
Oh, fun. Not.
So, yeah.
When Johnny says neighbor's home, by the way, Johnny does a lot of work in his neighborhood. So he really does the handyman business right. Like, he doesn't travel more than 5 miles, which is more than I travel a fair amount longer than that. But folks, I'll tell you, if you're in the handyman business, line yourself up to do only 5 miles, because travel time is
it is everything. So that we'll save that one for another day. But one of the things that we like to do here is to bring new technology out. Now, we've talked about, you know, all kinds of things if you listen to the show for a while.
This isn't really new technology.
New technology for you to use. Okay, let's put it that way. Yeah, let's put it that way. Now, we've talked about what we use for our financial or our books and things like that. And how I use my iPhone and Siri and things like that. So I really like to be hooked into those kind of things. But Larry brought to me he found something that was really interesting, and it's called Sweet Home 3D.
All right, Johnny, I got to put a pause on before we get into the details, right?
Yep.
We want to ask you to please subscribe and like our channel, both on the podcast and on YouTube. We are trying to spread the word out there and trying to get people to help more people to help save time, money, and aggravation on their home maintenance and repair. And to do that, what we've been learning is that the algorithms that are out there, particularly the YouTube algorithm, are very much like to see lots of likes and wants and reviews as well. So if you would, and subscriptions as well. So if you really want to help us spread the word, which we hope we bring you valuable information, but helping us spread the word, if you'd like, please like and subscribe both to our YouTube channel and to our podcast. It really helps to get the word out there so that other people can take advantage of some, hopefully, this great content that we provide to y'all. And oh, by the way, if you have any ideas that you want out there, you know, for shows or questions that you have, you can send it. I'm doing what I do at the end of the show, but you can send us questions at handymanprosradioshow.com. Send us an email. We will answer your questions. We will put them out there on the show. All right. With that, Johnny, let's talk about Sweet Home 3D, because it's really a very powerful product.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly. Can I start off with the
absolutely
my requirements?
You're robbing the train right now. Go for it.
Yeah. So I was looking, I actually was doing a little bathroom remodel job, and I was trying to, I used to do my drawings all by hand, and I was like, I need something a little more like better to show the customer, like how this looks. And I knew about CAD-CAM programs for a long time. This is nothing new for technology as far as the actual programs. But I think one of the things that I found in the past, anyway, in the long past, is that The programs are really expensive. They were really difficult to use. They weren't, you know, highly functional, and they weren't, I don't know. They just really weren't that functional, you know? So my thing that I was looking for, that was something that was really inexpensive, less than $20, was easy to use. Like, it had to be easy to use. I only use this, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year. This isn't like I'm sitting there every day running CAD CAM programs and stuff like that. No, I just wanted something that I could draw a basic floor plan and kind of do, you know, a few little extras and things like that to be able to show how something's going to lay out. It also helped me in my mind to do the planning, right? If I'm laying out a project. So I wanted that. It needed to be functional, aka meanings it needed to be able to do what I do. And upgradable was a nice thing in the software. I did some searches, blah, blah, blah. I did a lot of searches, actually a long time, and came up with this Sweet Home 3D. And from here, I'm going to take it to Johnny, because Johnny actually knows more about this program now than I did, but I want to set the stage. Johnny, when I told you about this and I sent it over to you, I want to just clarify this so the customer, so the listeners understand and the viewers understand. Give them an idea. Number one, first off, this is, Johnny said it, it's open source. It's free. Okay, so it's a free program. Johnny, how long did it take you to kind of get the hang of using this thing, to using this program?
Yeah, I mean, most people, you'll get the hang of this in a couple hours.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that was my experience too. I had it really up and running in less than about 2 hours. Yeah, probably about 2 hours. I was just sitting there piddling with it because it kind of took a bit of getting used to. But 2 hours isn't that bad when you get to the functionality. So, Johnny, keep going. Sorry.
No. And you know, it's just, it is surprising what the functionality. Now, I know from the podcast listeners, you know, you should also catch us up on YouTube, because we're going to have more content that we're going to be showing. So
we're actually going to show some videos of how this program works. Yeah, pictures of.
Yeah, we'll go through a little short demo here, you know, of it, and I'll leave it to the rest of you. But what is really neat about this is that, you know, in addition to what Larry said, you know, to stay organized, be able to show it to customers, be able to, you know, yourself.
It's for yourself.
And it's basically what this is it's a layout and design program for, you know, for like a house, you know, be able to lay out the rooms, you can lay out different floors on top of each other. And the whole thing, and you know, you're going to see this thing, and it you know, since it is free, it's quite interesting piece of software. Now, there's two things about this: is that it does, you can either install it natively on your desktop, or
which is what I did,
and I did that as well. And then I found out you can do it online too. All you have to do is open up an account so it can store your different designs. And the online one's got a lot more things to it than the one that you would download natively. The one that you download natively is a little, it looks dated, okay? But this one online is really cool. The other thing I found out is that it works great on my iPad, which means that I can go out and I could be on site to take measurements and create a room on site. So
yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
If somebody's going to say, hey, can you do a basement for me? I can lay out this thing. So let's just get to it, and I'll kind of explain to you. And I put a little thing together here, what you're going to see. So Larry, I'm going to have to remove your face for a minute.
Well, that'll do everybody. Cool?
Is everybody out there cool with that? Of course.
Of course they are. I was just going to say. So one thing, I just want to kind of set the stage for we, the non-computer types, and particularly in CAD/CAM, this is really a drag and drop program for the most part. And so there's really like nothing to learn. Like, just for example, if you want to drop a sink in, there's a bunch of icons that are sinks, you know, of the various different types. Like they're all already previously exist in this thing. So you go over and you pick it and you drag it over and you click it and it's in there.
So,
and all of that kind of thing. And just, you know, it's just helpful to understand that it's that simple.
Yeah. Let me explain this. So what you're seeing here is that you've got a toolbar across the top, and then you've got what Larry is describing here. You've got all these pieces and parts to a house, and they're in these different categories right here. Bathroom, bedroom, you got characters, you got doors, windows, and so on and so forth, all the way through here. And You can even import some things in here yourself. But, and then down, you know, here you can just drag and drop. And you start off by just creating a floor plan. And right. That's what I've done here is I created a floor plan. And then I've added lights, I've added chairs, I've added bookcases. I've built a little bathroom in here. Doors, windows, you know, even exterior stuff. But what's interesting is this is very, it's all to scale, very accurate so that, you know, you can measure things as you're building it. So you can lay out a 12 by 10 room and then understand exactly what fits and what doesn't fit and where you can put it. You know, if you wanted to put a bathroom in someplace, you know, how big that would be with the sinks and, you know, whatever. So the thing then, you know, as you're building it in this 2D up here, it's actually creating a 3D that you can move around. Okay.
Yeah. Which is really cool, and, by the way. And it does it automatically when you build it 2D. So you do everything, I think, in 2D.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, you do everything in 2D. And then what I did was I just built this and you can paint the walls. You can put different flooring in. Then there's a ceiling and I'll show you that in a minute. But in this mode, you're looking straight down on top of it. Okay.
Right.
So let me zoom out of this a little bit so you kind of get the whole thing.
Now, I just want to clarify, when I did my programs, I was just looking for basic floor plans. So I didn't do any of the flooring or anything like that. And there's just, I didn't even know it existed. Johnny just taught me that it all exists. But the big thing is even just on a basic layout and floor plan, it gives you that 3D images and you can effectively kind of move through the building with it. And you really get, it's just different when it goes to 3D. It gives you a really good graphic idea of how the things look in the space and how they fit. And I find that to be very helpful.
It's fascinating. You know, when you're looking at this, you know, you're looking at this 3D view. And then you can kind of walk through there and I'll show you that in a minute, like you were actually inside this thing. Right. But, It's really interesting because I've been asked a couple times now about basements.
Yep.
And, you know, it took me about, 20 minutes to build out their basement, in this program. Okay. I'm not showing you it here, but I could put in everything there and I can outline where everything is and what needs to be moved and what's going to stay. So, and down to the inch. Down to an eighth of an inch, really. You can set this thing up. So basically, the steps are: you put the layout there, then you draw your walls in, then you put your doors and windows in, and all this is very highly adjustable. Each piece you can make them bigger, smaller, different proportions.
So just on walls and stuff, it does work with, it starts off with standard 2x4 walls. So when you just put a wall up, it automatically accounts for the 2x4 wall with drywall on it. So the dimensions are right.
Yeah. I mean, everything here is really interesting. It's impressive. So, you know, once you get this thing now, you know, maybe I want to, you know, move this chair around. You know, and you can see it through the 3D. I'm moving this chair around. And I've got all the overhead lights, the pot lights in that are correct. And, you know, this is just a little office that I put together just for the heck of it with a bathroom in it. And, I'm going to take a walk, you know, I can take a walk through this thing with a little guy. So this might be you, right? So here I am outside. I'm walking around this thing. And I can move inside. I can move inside here.
And for those of you on the podcast, go to the YouTube channel and look at this. Yep. John's actually doing a virtual walkthrough of what this program does. And he's got a lot of detail in it, but you don't necessarily have to have all of the detail available in it if you just want a simple layout. But still, it's an incredibly powerful tool.
It's really cool. And for free, it's unbelievable. So you can see when I'm moving around in the 3D world, you'll see the little guy on the top moving around and you can see his field of vision, what we're looking at. Now I can go and adjust the field of vision. I can go is everything, his angle, his head angle and things like that. But you know, we're just looking around in here, and now you can see the ceiling. So once you have your layout in place, then you can add ceilings and floors and things like that in here. And they've got all the little pieces, you know, the TV, and I can do altitudes, you know, the heights of the TV. I can put this higher on the wall, I can put it lower on the wall. It's all scaled up. And the walls are all scaled. You know, everything is whatever height that you want it. And then when you're putting this in, you'll know exactly what. I think it's fantastic. I mean, this thing is really cool. So I can, you know, continue to take this little guy. I'm going to walk around here.
Yep.
You know, I can look, I can get close to the desk. I can look at the desk. I can, you know, move the chair.
And this thing is great for homeowners and, you know, if you're thinking about doing anything, it's good for a homeowner. It's good for a handyman. If you're just wanting to do a you know, kind of a base layout, the reason I came up with this is I had pictures of a rental house that I wanted to put out on, out on the listing, right? And one of the problems with it was that the pictures, I couldn't get a good feel for how the house flowed from the pictures because of just the size of the rooms and things. I couldn't get back far enough to actually get a decent picture. But when I did the layout with it, that the layout of the actual house itself plus the pictures, now you get an actual flow through of what it actually looks like by looking at actual pictures plus the 3D layout that I had, both 3D and 2D layout that I have set up with it. And now you get kind of the full pictures. I did not realize that there was this 3D walkthrough thing until Johnny just told me about this probably 20 minutes ago. So now I've got to go play with the program again. But anyway, it's just a really powerful tool if you're just looking at where stuff fits and how to lay things out. Like, for example, if you're doing a bathroom, you're doing a 5-foot tub on the end with a, you know, and you want to put a 36-inch cabinet in it, you can actually get a really good graphic example of where the toilet sits, the tub, the toilet, the vanity. It gives you a scale drawing, and it's really, really helpful. It's like, it's just really a good visual graphic, and it's super simple to do. And that was one of the things that I was trying to achieve with it. I didn't want to spend, you know, 10 million hours hand drawing all this stuff out to make it look halfway professional.
You know, I'll comment on that too, is that the amount of time that you spend on this program to learn it is going to pay you back in spades, because you're not going to spend that kind of time goofing around with a piece of paper and you know, erasing this and changing this up and changing this out. And I will say that all of these different things that I've just done here, you know, you can print this all out. So you can
print it also. Yeah.
You can print
it. You can save it to a PDF.
You can save it. You can also save this in a file that is readable online to other programs in a 3D view.
Nice.
So you could send this to somebody and say, hey, take a look at this. But the point here is that it makes, you know, I can draw, let's say that, you know, I want to measure, you know, whatever this might be. And I can just draw this right over, and it's the perfect measurement. It's 2.6 inches. I just drop this in, and, you know, 2.7 and 2 feet, 7 inches, boom. And I can do all of this stuff, and now I'm ready to go. If I get this job, I'm ready to go with, I know exactly what, you know, how big everything is, all the measurements. I think it's fantastic.
You can start doing your pick lists on it. Like, what do you actually need for supplies?
Exactly. And you'll also notice that, you know, when you do a floor diagram, it automatically calculates. It's already got the square feet. Okay, so I can do all kinds of stuff, like laying out my basement, and it's going to tell me exactly what the square footage is. So when I put my flooring in, I know exactly how much, you know, and I've got all that. So
it automatically calculates square
everything.
Footage. I forgot about that. Yeah, it calculates all that stuff out. And with that, so you don't have, you know, basically you don't have to do the math. Not that that's that hard, but it just does it automatically. It's like, well, okay, hey, why not, right?
Right.
You know, it's kind of a bonus, if you want to call it that. Because, you know, I am not the computer guy that Johnny is. And so that's why I just want to stress, this is really easy to use. You'll be fully up and functional in 2 hours max.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you are still working
now. There's a lot of little things in here that you can keep exploring, but just to start off, you'll be up and running. It's quicker than that, but to get to a decent level of comfortability, you know, give it a couple hours and you'll be like, okay, I get it.
And then it gets to be kind of fun.
And then it's fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. And all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, you know, hey man, I can, this thing's really useful for a lot of projects that I've been doing.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner, you need to look at this, because when you get to the point that you're going to remodel a bathroom or a kitchen, or you want to move things around, boy, I'll tell you what, I wish I would have had something like this where I can actually look at it and almost, you know, step into it, if you will.
Oh, yeah, almost feel it. Yeah. I was going to say, almost get a feel for it.
Right.
You know,
right. Kind of exactly. Thing. So.
So, all right. Well, so we consider this one to be a good one, don't we, Johnny?
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Yeah. Really, really good. Did you use this program the last time you were remodeling the spaceship when you took it apart?
No. They were actually, they were in some kind of a probe thing. I don't know what it was. It was uncomfortable.
I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, we make this stuff up. What a surprise, right?
Yep.
There's a shocker. All right, folks, if you would do us a favor, please. We are trying to spread the word, trying to help more people save time, money, and aggravation on their home maintenance and repair. If you would, please like and subscribe our YouTube channel and or our podcast channels as well. Please leave us a review. It is at Handyman Pros Radio Show on YouTube. That helps the algorithm to send out this content that we produce out to more people like yourself that are looking for this kind of content. So we're trying to get the word spread out there. If you would do that, we would certainly appreciate that. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, please send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. And we do answer our emails. So we are really good, unless you're that Russian bot that keeps sending me all this acrylic letters that I have no idea what it says. On you is what I say to that. But anyway, be that as it may. With that, Johnny, you got anything else? What else is there?
No, that's it. I hope everybody has a great week. I'll actually drop the link for this program into our show notes so that you know where it's at. And with that, have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.